It won't be easy to choose our candidate. They've all graduated in design at top universities. Addison won a scholarship here, but decided to study out of the country. Bess left her native Liverpool and studied in London, while Caitlin returned home to study design after living abroad with her parents.
Who did best on the test?
The test isn't going to help us much, because all of them did rather well. Addison and Caitlin did best in the problem-solving section. Bess scored highest in the knowledge section. Overall, she gained a small advantage over the others.
Bess has done well in the interview. She answered the questions competently but showed a degree of modesty, which I thought was appropriate for her age.
Of course she did. All the candidates are young, but I'd say modesty in a designer is overrated. If you do something well and work hard, you have to present yourself in a positive light.
But Bess seems to have good experience in design solutions. Though she's fresh out of college, her portfolio is thicker than Addison's or Caitlin's.
Addison has a different approach in her portfolio. The more work experience and jobs you've had, the more selective you can be in it. Caitlin, for example, didn't include in her portfolio any designs from her current job.
True. Caitlin has been working as a designer in a fashion studio, but said she didn't like it.
Bess said she wouldn't mind working in fashion.
Well, I don't know why she's applying for the job of a graphic designer in our studio, then.
Well, a designer needs to have diverse interests and pursue them during their career. Addison's had some experience in the fashion industry, it says in her resume.
Come on. She worked as a fashion sales coordinator at Harrods department store.
Oh, okay. Anyway, as I was saying, the amount of work included in a portfolio varies from person to person, but quantity can't make up for quality, as we've seen in Bess's example. The portfolio should show off your talent and attitude. It should tell a story, inspire, and impress. Such things are rare, but designers should aspire to reach that standard. Though Caitlin's is impressive, I'd say Addison's came closest to that standard.
Well said. Didn't the resumes mention some design awards?
Actually, all three candidates entered competitions with their designs, hoping to win. Caitlin and Addison each for a company's new logo, and Bess for a book cover design, and it was she who won.
So, our choice is...
Addison, of course.
Now listen again.
It won't be easy to choose our candidate. They've all graduated in design at top universities. Addison won a scholarship here, but decided to study out of the country. Bess left her native Liverpool and studied in London, while Caitlin returned home to study design after living abroad with her parents.
Who did best on the test?
The test isn't going to help us much, because all of them did rather well. Addison and Caitlin did best in the problem-solving section. Bess scored highest in the knowledge section. Overall, she gained a small advantage over the others.
Bess has done well in the interview. She answered the questions competently but showed a degree of modesty, which I thought was appropriate for her age.
Of course she did. All the candidates are young, but I'd say modesty in a designer is overrated. If you do something well and work hard, you have to present yourself in a positive light.
But Bess seems to have good experience in design solutions. Though she's fresh out of college, her portfolio is thicker than Addison's or Caitlin's.
Addison has a different approach in her portfolio. The more work experience and jobs you've had, the more selective you can be in it. Caitlin, for example, didn't include in her portfolio any designs from her current job.
True. Caitlin has been working as a designer in a fashion studio, but said she didn't like it.
Bess said she wouldn't mind working in fashion.
Well, I don't know why she's applying for the job of a graphic designer in our studio, then.
Well, a designer needs to have diverse interests and pursue them during their career. Addison's had some experience in the fashion industry, it says in her resume.
Come on. She worked as a fashion sales coordinator at Harrods department store.
Oh, okay. Anyway, as I was saying, the amount of work included in a portfolio varies from person to person, but quantity can't make up for quality, as we've seen in Bess's example. The portfolio should show off your talent and attitude. It should tell a story, inspire, and impress. Such things are rare, but designers should aspire to reach that standard. Though Caitlin's is impressive, I'd say Addison's came closest to that standard.
Well said. Didn't the resumes mention some design awards?
Actually, all three candidates entered competitions with their designs, hoping to win. Caitlin and Addison each for a company's new logo, and Bess for a book cover design, and it was she who won.
So, our choice is...
Addison, of course.
That is the end of task 3.